Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host with the most, the Bride of Frankenstein.
I'm popping the most.
Yeah. Miss Brown Sugar, a.k.a. Bride of Frankenstein. you want to holler at us? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You wanna get what's popping the most from Miss Brown Sugar? Jump into the Smooth Drama chat, smoothdrama.com. You can hear it. You can smell it. It's in the air, right? It's in the air. Social media. You want to jump to the Facebook group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Jack from Jack in the Box's little brother. Yes, he's the little brother that nobody
knows him.
Yeah, it's just like he's an illegitimate kid. And so
I didn't know Jack had a little brother.
Yeah, that's why he's bitter.
Oh, okay.
He's mad. I should be getting that Jack in the Box money too, and I should have a white head with a carrot nose, but
yeah.
I don't.
No.
And Mr. J hates that. So, that's what's happening. So, Smooth Drama Group on Facebook. I about to say Flake Book.
Fake Book.
All that.
Yeah.
So, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. Whatever, hashtag us, and we'll do the same, because that's how we live, like a turkey on Thanksgiving, not like Robin Givens. I didn't write those lyrics. I just followed them. So, as you know, we've come out of the more scrumptious apocalypse back into our normally scheduled apocalypse, but we still have them after effects. And so, it's where... We have, you know, I always like to talk about stupid synergy, right?
Yeah.
The stupid synergy is one of those phenomenons that I can't help but, sometimes you just look at it and it's just like, you can see stupid, tongue-kissing stupid, and you're just like, man. I want to tongue kiss stupid too, but you're like, that would be stupid.
Yeah.
So you don't do it. But see, stupid, tongue kiss is stupid.
Well, if they're both stupid, then they don't know any better.
Stupid synergy.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
They can't stop.
So, you know, we've had these challenges, right? Social media challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say, like, 100%, every social media challenge has come with hospitalization or death.
Yeah.
Every last one of them.
Somebody has, yeah.
Yeah. So, the latest one, TikTok blackout. So, basically, you choke yourself until you pass out.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was a trend when I was younger. It was. I remember people doing it at school.
Okay.
Hyperventilation, and they push on your chest, and then you fall out. But go ahead.
Yeah. I was lucky enough not to be around that kind of stupid thing. So, it's back.
Okay.
So, like, according to Brown Sugar, I didn't know, but apparently in the Bay Area, y'all was choking each other out.
Well, no, we weren't. Well, yeah, hands.
Yeah, that's...
Because when you breathe, I didn't do it. I watched people do it. But you breathe and hyperventilate, and then you somebody would push on your chest. You'd stand against the wall, and then they'd push on your chest, and you'd pass out.
Okay.
And you would, like, black out, like, people, like,
yeah,
would be out.
Right. That just sounds really stupid.
I mean, you're somewhere 12, 13, 14.
I know, but that's just stupid.
I mean, you know, you just said it, so.
Yeah. That's stupid synergy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this one is choking yourself out till you pass out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what we're doing.
So someone has died from that?
Yeah, 12-year-old, he ate it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, David Carradine would be proud. What?
Nice.
What?
That's not nice.
Oh, okay. So people, David Carradine from Kung Fu and Kill Bill fame, he was found like hanging dead naked because that was a sexual thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm speculating that David Carradine was obviously in the room with somebody. They were stroking him off and he's like, and he just dies. And so that's what happened with the young man. You choke yourself out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a rope tied to something, and you don't realize that, yeah, that's what they call hanging yourself.
Yeah. That's sad.
And so, yeah, stupid synergy. It's an unfortunate thing that someone dies, but to put yourself in the position for some likes on social media, I think is
videotaped it?
Yeah, it's a TikTok thing.
Wow.
It's a TikTok challenge. So yeah. I mean, you get the likes but you're gone. So yep. Yeah, posthumous likes. Mm-hmm. Social media. Stupid synergy. Choking yourself out. So public service announcement. Please don't choke yourselves out, people.
Please don't.
It's going to be okay. You know, people didn't like you without you passing out for them.
Yeah.
I don't get what you get.
If you don't participate, it's all right.
Yeah. I don't get what you get out of it, but, hey, yeah.
Well, you just think. You think that you don't think you're going to be the one to pass out. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't think you're going to be one not to pass out, but to lose your life. You don't know how many times he did it before.
Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a way it does because people don't think, and I don't understand why they don't, but people think it'll never happen to me or it won't be me or I won't do that.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who say, oh, that won't happen to me.
Stupid synergy.
Yeah, I agree.
Stupid synergy. And speaking of stupid synergy, I got something new to introduce Smooth Drama.
Okay.
This is blame it on the dick.
You know what though? It's a lot of times it's the D's fault though.
Okay. I'm not even gonna ask you to elaborate on that because it's condescending. I already know it's condescending. So.
Sometimes it's the D's fault.
Okay. So, all right. So there's the FBI agent, because I'm ignoring brown sugar. Yeah.
See, that's not nice.
So FBI agent, who Special Agent Richard Trask, him and his spouse. Him and his spouse.
Well, they were spicy.
They were being spicy.
Yeah.
They attended a swinger party at a hotel. However, an argument ensued after they had a few too many, and they left after that. When they arrived home, homie grabbed it by the head, smashed it on the nightstand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She hit him in the balls and got away. And so, blame it on the dick. Now, it's speculative. This is all speculation, but I'm gonna guess that maybe she sucked on one, maybe she took one, and
he
was like,
you enjoyed yourself too much.
Too much, yeah. Too much enjoyment, and so boom, fight breaks out, and so homie's famous because he is one of the FBI agents who was involved in the case when Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan was going to get kidnapped by the crazy white dudes. So he was part of that, busting that up. And so, yeah.
He seemed to have some aggression problems. Oh, he busted it up. Okay.
Well,
he wasn't part of.
Yeah, no, because remember,
okay,
they had that thing where they was like, we're going to take these legends. Y'all ain't doing what we want, so we're going to kidnap you. And yeah. Crazy white dude stuff.
And he foiled the crime.
Yeah, he foiled. he fired the foilers. And so he made himself, he becomes a target. So now, because you foiled our KKK white supremacist agenda, now we following you.
Yeah.
And so that's why he even comes up. Because you didn't know his name before until. And I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't have. I didn't know his name even through that. I mean, I didn't pay attention to who was who. But I'm going to know his name now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Beating your woman up. Yeah, you deserve some negative press. So, yeah. Shout out to.
I mean, what are you doing at a singer's club if you're angry anyway?
Well, so that's what we say. We blame it on the D, as you call it. See, this is a classic. We speculate, but I'm going to blame it on the D. You was looking way too happy.
Yeah.
He had that drink, and he's like, you don't moan like that for me or whatever. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah.
So that's. Under the files, blame it on the D. Then we get a little bit more dark. So, there's two sisters. And they murder their father.
Oh, wow.
Mary Beth and Linda Roberts. Mary Beth, automatically.
But I mean, feel like Linda for a young girl, that's an old name. You
well,
don't have kids Linda anymore.
Linda is 64.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, these are old women.
These are old women.
Oh.
Yeah, daddy was 85.
Wow.
So they said that after his longtime living girlfriend died, he seemed confused and forgetful. And that happens with 80-some-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably feeling that way even before.
Yeah.
And maybe the long-time living girlfriend was helping him out.
Yeah. And so they wanted him to move into assisted living. He didn't want to go. And so they said that they found him dead on the couch. And, because of his advanced age and medical history, because he had a bout with cancer, he was classified as a natural death.
Yeah.
Right? So, here's where you find out what.
Murder.
Yeah. So, a man who slept with both of the sisters contacted the sheriff's office and played a recording of Linda's voice he made the previous night on his phone. Where Linda.
I'm in shock. Oh my goodness, this is like a soap opera.
I said blame it on the D. So Linda on the recording says, I can't take it anymore. I killed my father. Well, we did. We did it together. Mm-hmm. And so, because of the D. See? So. I think it's a scientific thing. They say that after you've had, orgasm, sex, whatnot,
yeah,
there's a period of time where you're in that phase where.
It has a term.
I'm not looking it up. Maybe somebody in the chat, you know, if y'all.
I don't know why I want to say pheromone, but that's not it.
Yeah, no, but you
dopamine.
Have that.
Dopamine?
I don't know. That sounds like a drug.
You do have dopamine.
Okay. So there's something that happens to you where you're just like telling the truth. You're very truthful. And so you know, I mean, because apparently he was hitting both systems.
It is, but it's not. I mean, you have to draw the line somewhere.
All right, so mystical chatter says exercising can induce dopamine. So, boom, dopamine. So, see?
Yeah.
See, that's why you co-host Brown Sugar. Because every now and again, you might know something. And so...
Every now and again.
So, yeah, the dopamine, that brings out the truth. And so, boom. Linda was just like in her orgasmic glow.
You know, that's true, though.
I killed my dad!
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could reenact that, because I want to, but I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, but now you think, from his perspective, that's some horrible shit. And
so hopefully it was after the fact, though.
Yeah, but that means that he's recording all of their conversations, which is creepy.
True.
Within itself.
So is it after sex conversation, or is it just like,
well,
we've been having sex and I feel comfortable with you now, so I'm going to tell you my business?
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying. You blame it on the beat.
True.
Because you're not telling him that if he ain't hitting it right.
You're right.
You know, I mean, because... the dude that's hitting it wrong, you're like, I ain't talking to you.
Well, you ain't coming back.
Right.
You ain't gonna know nothing.
Why am I calling you, right? you know, that's the kind of, that's the orgasm that just like, oh, I can't, I mean, I never want to be that. I mean, where you have sex with someone, and then they confess to murdering somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of awkward.
I mean, but...
What?
I'm just saying, imagine having sex with somebody and they don't murder somebody and it's still that good.
No, hold on. No, that's not what I'm saying.
I don't even care that she confessed. I'm like, okay, where do you sign up for that, though?
Okay, no.
Like, where is that?
All right. So, yeah, I know.
My, on the corner of what?
Yeah, my favorite terrorist is like that part. Kind strangers, like, for real. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's cool. But
I mean, I've never had an orgasm to where I wanted to confess something that I did wrong. I'm just saying, I'm never like, you know, I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, but...
So I'm just wondering, like,
yeah,
what is that?
Yeah, it's obviously a great orgasm where you're just like, you confessing the murder in the middle of it. So, yeah.
That's
some potent stuff.
Yeah.
That is some potent
stuff. And then, I mean, and I hate to say this, I mean, you're up in age, too, so it's kind of like... You don't know how to rein in your emotions, like control that part?
No, when as you get older, you don't give a damn. Old right. folks don't give a damn. Like what? What they gonna do? Yeah. I'm old.
I mean, you're going to jail and you're old.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But
no.
You don't give a shit.
I do.
Okay.
She should. She should. I know that one sister is probably bad as hell.
Right. But I mean, once again,
she might shank her in the end up in the same place.
Well, I mean, at this point, it don't matter. They're old.
I'm going to jail, and I'm gonna spend my last days in jail or prison or in lockup, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So I can see how that could be bad. I can see how that could be bad.
That's
yeah.
awful, horrific.
Yes, your golden years is
in an orange jumpsuit.
Right, looking at the horrible wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, dead cockroaches on the floor, just for you. All right. Well, I guess since we're doing that, we might as well just go and jump into our dumbass of the week. All right. So, Chanel Lewis, our dumbass of the week. Why is Chanel Lewis our dumbass of the week?
I don't know what Chanel
did. Well, she killed her husband by running him over with an ATV. After they got into a fight about food.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were at a campground when they start ordering. They were at the campground when they start arguing over food.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fight escalated, and her husband at the time, RIP, mm-hmm. Christopher, said, "I want a divorce." That's some serious food. Now, see, you talk about the orgasm.
No.
You talk about the orgasm.
I mean, it's more to it than just the food, though. I mean, they've been tussling and arguing
yeah.
for some years.
I mean, but, yeah.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Is that my fucking Twinkie? Is that my fucking Twinkie? You know I only brought one Twinkie.
Yeah, and I'm going to smash it up and throw it on the ground now.
See, that's why. Yeah, that's why you ain't shit. That's why you ain't. We broken
right.
up. We're divorced.
Yeah, but if you're divorcing me, I ain't been shit for a while now. And you stay, so continue.
Right.
Keep it going.
Right. So yeah. So.
And I'm sure not about to ruin my life.
Yep. She climbed in the ATV and went after him. And.
She chased him.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she tried to hit him. And his sister. He punched her in the face. She's got a black eye. And then she ran him over. And that was it. She caught him on the next go around. So, yeah. Now, obviously, we're speculating that it was a Twinkie.
Yes.
We're speculating.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm just wondering what you could be arguing over food for.
Food.
Did you not bring enough? Did you bring too much? Did you not bring the right food? Was it the last Twinkie?
Well, like you just said, you wanted to know what that orgasm was. I'm like, I want to know what this food was. But were you ready to kill somebody?
Did she burn the hot dogs? Did she roast the weenies too?
Whatever it is, they arguing over it. You burnt my stuff, so you got to die.
Someone said, was it menopause? But depending on how old she was.
Yeah, she was putting it out there. She was putting it out there.
I don't
know. Yeah. So, menopause or not, Chanel Lewis is locked up because they argued over food. And he's like, whatever it was, I wanted a divorce. Yeah, that was food.
Yeah.
Food.
On the camping trip.
Right, on the camping trip. See, that's why I don't go camping. That's why I don't go camping.
Because you don't want to argue about food?
Exactly.
Because it's always, I mean, yeah, because anything can happen. I mean, anything can go wrong when you're out there in the woods.
Right. You're out there, and aside from the snakes, bears, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not an outdoorsy person like
right.
that. I mean, I like outdoors, but I'm not spending the night in those.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, you know, I've seen way too many weirdo movies, and so, I mean, I'd be out there strapped, and I'm probably gonna hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Cause you accidentally try to scare me or whatever, cause I'm sleeping with it. Pow! Oh shit! I'm sorry. You know, it's one of those things where, why are we doing this? So, that's why I don't go camping, because I don't want to have to accidentally murder somebody I might like or love. So.
Yeah, because that's happened too.
Yeah.
You think it's a bear and it's not, it's a person.
Yeah, it's a person. They were just using the bathroom. And so, I'd be remiss if I go a segment without talking about Florida. And I know some people are like, you pick on Florida too much. I'm not picking on Florida.
I mean, I don't think it's picking on Florida. How could you not? I mean, it's just something all the time. I don't know any other place where it's just something all the time.
So, my thing was, and this actually isn't a commentary about Florida. It's just me hating in general. This is the Mr. F the N word hate.
So you just don't like Florida?
No. It's got nothing to do with Florida. So a gentleman came home and he found, you know, clothes scattered around his property and a naked woman swimming in his pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, but see, I'm saying maybe it's because I don't have a house and I don't have a pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, it's one of those things where
if you had a house and a pool, you'd be okay with a naked stranger in your pool?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, depending on who it is.
Well, it's a stranger. What do you mean, depending on who it is?
Depending on who it is.
You don't know them.
I'm just saying they can get got. But I'm just saying there are some things that would be funny, and some things would be like, all right, so, yeah, you thought this was going to be the spot, and, you know, I'm drawing down on you. Don't make me ruin my pool. I'm just saying there's some funny stuff. I mean, this has been one of them.
I mean, it is unusual. I mean, I feel like, you know, the mere fact that you decided to swim in someone's pool, you know, naked and you don't know them is like crazy.
Yeah. So the deputies requested that they get out of the pool. And they're like, nope, I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, apparently they had drugs on them.
Yeah, I'm sure, in them.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
It's obviously drug related.
Yeah.
But she said that the drugs belong to crackhead Chris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we find him, and he's the cause of
the problem solved. No, so crackhead Chris is her invisible friend. See?
Mental health issues.
No! So, hold on. So kids, little kids, have imaginary friends.
When you're a little kid, and once you graduate from reality and fantasy, so I'm no longer in the fantasy land, I'm in reality now, you tend to just not hold on to those imaginary friends.
All right.
Unless you're a mental patient.
So, I'm going to say this. So, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a spiritual, you know, spirit world. So maybe if those imaginary friends aren't so imaginary, and they just stay with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying. We see the movies.
Okay.
And so we say imaginary friends. Are they imaginary? Are they all that imaginary? And I'm just saying, crackhead Chris could be her imaginary friend.
Yeah,
he was just Chris when she was young. And then he's like,
I'm on drugs, now he's on drugs.
Right, so look.
Yes, on drugs.
Yeah, she's doing crack with Chris.
Yeah.
He's like, you ain't got to call me Chris no more, baby. You can call me crackhead Chris. That's what we do. So, that makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
So what's my point in this?
Yeah, what is it?
I'm just saying, I don't get the risque fun. I get weird fun. I, you know, this week I had the dude bending over in the middle of the street in his bathing suit at the stop sign. I had the weird small guy just all bent all out, typing, just his butt in the air, bent out, stretching. It's like, why are we doing this? Or I had the guy at the spot talking about, there's a car on fire in the parking lot. There's an orange car. The wheels are melting. But it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't. So, see, that's what I'm saying. So, I can deal with that. I think it would be funny. The naked chick, you know, police come. It's something. Now, that's something you put on your social media.
True.
See, I would put that on my social media.
That is something you would.
I'm not going to put me choking myself out on social media.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
If that's not, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing anything that's going to be a detriment to me. It's not going to happen. But somebody swimming naked in my pool, oh, you bet your ass that's going up. So if y'all see me posting a video on social media, you know that it's something juicy. I only believe in juicy. Non-juicy?
No. Nope.
I don't believe in dry. I believe in juicy.
Okay.
Juicy fruit in this building. On that note, I guess that just takes me there. This is Busta Rhymes. What it is.
Nigga, what you want, nigga? Yeah, what you want, bitches? When you coming, come on. When you coming, come on. When you coming, come on. Come on, yeah. Come on, who be the father of this? Bounce right here. Niggas be following it. Modeling bitches be frontin' and be swallowing it. Carry on and yelling, screaming, be hollering it. Flip mode, co-sign, I be the sponsor for this. Why? The confidence, you need a monster for this. Why? Ha, bitches are shaking, just wiggling, start the bacon, just giggling and get naked a little and shit. Sweat dripping off their face and they nipple and shit. Niggas wild till they be go tired and quick and shit. Yeah, you bugging on how we be feeling it till you hit y'all niggas with shit just like bullets just traveling through your. Now, from right to left with a capital F, we gon' keep this shit hot to death. We stopping your breath, drinking and bugging and fucking with them hoes again. But it's nothing that y'all niggas know about the flow again. What it is right now. Let me step up and handle my fears right now. Niggas don't even know what it is right now. Got a man that's zip up his bone in their wigs right now. So let me dig right now. All in your ass, Richie Bounce, and got my bubbly sparking the fears right now. But your fucking shit is feeling kind of big right now. Got them ready to split up a couple of wigs. Doing tricks with her ass. Should have seen what Shorty did right now. Got me stuffing, just taking it back to my crib right now. Come on. The way Shorty throwing the ass all over the place. My Shorty busy trying to throw it all up in my face. Ooh, so what you got right now? Cause we coming to blow the whole entire spot right now. Nigga, we hot right now. All you other niggas move your shit over because we come to take this flat right now.
What's up? What is right now?
Come on.
What's up? What is right now?
Come on. Violate the motherfucker, come on. We got the police, motherfucker, come on. Let's do it. come on. Motherfucker, come on. Everybody in the spot, come on. What it is right now, come on. Mother tell you what it is right now, come on. Mother tell you what it is right now, come on. 2001, hot shit, come on. Hot shit, hot shit, hot shit, come on.
Together you've got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Busta Rhymes, What It Is. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435,
347-826-7435. All right. So, you watch Space Jam?
Have it.
All right. So, anybody who's watched Space Jam, there was a lot of negativity associated with Space Jam. It's like, it's not the same. It's not the same as Space Jam before. Michael Jordan.
No, it wouldn't be.
He had a personal connection because he was leaving, retiring from basketball and going to baseball. It was a lot to it. It was more connected. I felt connected to it. It's just a horrible movie. It's just, and so it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's basically about the father connecting with his son.
Oh.
You know, he's trying to push. He's got one son that's a basketball savant. And the other son, he's like trying to get him into basketball, but his other son is a coder. Who already had video games that he made from scratch. And, you know, that was his thing. You know, I'm like watching it and... And I look, you know, because I always like to read the comments when you hear the critics, because Rotten Tomatoes gave it 31%. It was like, you know, because I was expecting it to be like Kazam or,
yeah.
You know, just something just horrible, but it wasn't. It was just, you know, the guy said there was no personal connection. I'm like, a father connecting with his son? And accepting his son for who he is not no personal connection. I was like, well, I mean, that seems as personal as it gets.
Yeah, you can't get any more personal.
Yeah, but apparently, black positivity.
Oh no, it doesn't sell.
It's not all that. It's not not popping.
No, it's not popping the most. No, it's not popping the most.
Yeah. I was like, because there was nothing negative in the movie. Nobody, maybe it was just so horrible because the kid is a coder. He was intelligent.
Well, wouldn't that be positivity then?
Yes. I'm just saying, the kid was intelligent. Kid designed the game. And it's based off, and the main villain, Don Cheadle, is an algorithm, a program. And so it was the kid in the program was like, man, your game is awesome. I'm going to hop on that so I can be known. It totally made sense. And it was positive. Because you know me. And if y'all listen to me, y'all know I'm a hater of the highest order. I hate on the level that is beyond petty. I know this.
Mm-hmm.
I pride myself on being a petty ass hater. And I look for just the slightest slight, anything. Especially when you're dealing with black folks, anything that is the slightest of the slights, I'm there for it. I'm going all the way in. Hell no. You're not going to make me look stupid. But
the movie is ruined, huh?
Yeah.
But not this.
Yeah. It wasn't nothing there. And I don't even like movies like this. Because, quite honestly, I watched the first Space Jam and was like, this is bullshit. And I love Looney Tunes. I love Looney Tunes. It's been all I've had not to buy the best of the Looney Tunes, the DVD.
Yeah.
Because of all the racist stuff on it. And I still love it. And you watch it, and it's like, You,
I mean, it's sad we didn't know, but it's still good stuff.
Yeah, you can cringe over it.
Yeah, but it's still good stuff.
Yeah, but it's still funny stuff, right? Yeah. And so that's what happens without the negative. None of that is in this movie. In no way, shape, or fashion. None of it is in this movie. And I'm like, well, okay.
So maybe it should have been. Maybe they should have had some racism in there.
Yeah, I know. Then it would have got like 100.
Yeah.
Or if he just had a son that was a basketball player, they're all basketball players,
yeah.
And they talk some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he grabbed his balls a couple times. You know, I mean, that's the stereotypical thing. I was just like, I was waiting on the bad part. I'm looking for the bad part. And it wasn't there. And I was looking hard. And I'm just watching it, and I'm enjoying myself watching the movie. And y'all know how I get down. If you listen to me, you know, as I say, I'm a hater of the highest order. It don't take much for me to hate. I can be petty as hell when it comes to these movies. Comics. Songs, whatever. I got opinion about it. I got nothing. But I saw everybody else had something. And maybe that's just me. Because if everybody else says that this is horrible, then I'm not going to ride with y'all. Because normally,
if it was horrible, wouldn't you ride? If you really saw that, though?
Yeah, so, like,
yeah.
Waterworld. That was horrible.
That movie?
Yes.
So, I mean. It didn't look interesting.
Right. I can pop out a lot of movies that were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that sucked. Like, Girl 6, that sucked.
No, it didn't.
Okay, anyway, so.
I'm biased because the music was Prince's music.
Yeah, but see, we ain't talking about the music. See, you listening to the soundtrack. See, that's
just... But it just all connected for me. So I have to like the movie because of the songs.
All right. I mean, I can name a lot of Chi-Rock. That sucked.
Yeah, that didn't look interesting.
Yeah. So I can name all some movies that sucked. And it's like, man, downsizing.
Downsizing.
That sucked.
Awful.
You can name some movies that just, it was like, why?
The
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Yes. Again, you know, you've seen movies that make you question your humanity and why can't I have a time machine and stop myself
from,
give me
hours.
My hour and 40 minutes, whatever.
Well, I'm just talking about like you sat there
right.
beforehand and watched all the
right. But you're trapped, right?
Yeah.
You're trapped. So at least the one thing about what we're doing now is like
Witch Project. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like this is what the hype is about, and folks actually believe that people out in the woods looking through barns. I'm like, you know, y'all stop it. So horrible flicks, right? We talk about horrible flicks. This one was not. Yeah, this one was not. I was looking for the negative. It ain't there. But apparently, black positivity doesn't go over well.
With the critics.
Yeah, it just they're like, wait.
There was no violence.
No.
There was no drugs.
Yeah.
Sex.
No trap music, no.
No, yeah.
Fuck a bitch, kill a bitch, shoot a bitch, eat a bitch. It didn't happen.
No.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But, you know, maybe if they were to put the soundtrack from Hustle and Flow in there. Yeah, whoop that trick. Whoop
I like
that
song.
Trick. Yeah, I see that.
It was a catchy tune.
Right, it's a catchy tune except for the hook.
Yeah, I mean,
whoop that trick. So if you're in a place, and it's a bunch of guys, and they all start whoop that trick, and they look at you, you probably gonna feel a different way.
Yeah, I'm not staying.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. I'm just saying, see, because there's some energy too. Like,
well, there's only certain songs I listen in the company of men anyway.
Okay.
But,
well, I'm just saying. So you're out somewhere,
yeah.
And the song comes on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and if it's dudes over there, I'm walking to the other side of wherever
right.
I'm at, or I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, we start saying, you know, they all come together. Whoop that trick.
Yeah.
Whoop that. So you put whoop that trick in Space Jam. It might get an Academy Award.
Yeah, because I even heard, like, they said Porky Pig had a rap at the end, and they were talking about Damian Lillard.
Yes.
So I heard that was really good, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that I hated, but I get that it was in there. Because the rap was whack.
It's a kids movie. It
I know.
Happen.
I know. I look.
A platinum selling.
I'm. Once again, see.
There's your hate. There.
I started off
I'm
by
sorry.
Saying I'm petty. And
yeah. I'm sorry.
I started off
I'm
by
sorry.
Saying that. Okay.
You weren't. You did. You did let
it.
Me know. So I'm sorry.
That part.
I'm just always taken aback by your pettiness. You already know that.
it's my thing. I can't help. So, yeah, there's no personal connection with a father connecting with his son.
No, because you're supposed to alienate your kids.
Well, no. I mean, because we say in society, right, black men don't connect with their sons.
Yeah.
So.
Don't connect. They're not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's connection.
Well,
so,
no, because you can still be in the house and not connect. So.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying.
We don't even have fathers in the house.
Right. So, I mean, I guess maybe that was just the unbelievable part.
Maybe.
It's just like, you're just way.
Well, it's weird because he's in the house with his kids in real life. So it's kind of like, why would that be unrealistic?
That's just unrealistic.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, no, that ain't what we know. You're involved with your kids? That's some bullshit.
But he really is in real life, so that's strange.
So it's just one of those things that is just like we can't see it, and so I didn't read all the negativity from the critics.
Yeah,
I just saw some of it. You gleaned it, and I'm like,
just to get
to
like the gist of how people are feeling about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Haters on the whole other level.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And speaking of haters, shit, we might as well go into the hater of the week. This is for you, Brown Sugar.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
So, who's our hater of the week? This is a group that Brown Sugar knows and loves so well. I mean, I think... I think you follow them. I think that you even talked about maybe one day I might want to get this tattoo on my shoulder.
That's funny. Our
hater of the week is a guy named Trez Ginko.
Oh. Okay.
Who in the hell is Trez Ginko?
Yeah.
Well, Trez Ginko is in that group that you want to get tattooed on your shoulder, incel. And so, incel is is a group, and so if y'all want to know, because like these people really exist, it's an online community of predominantly men who harbor anger towards women. incels advocate.
Hatred, not anger. They're hatred.
You're going to get your chance. You're going to get your chance.
Okay.
Incels advocate violence in support of their belief that women unjustly deny them sexual or romantic attention to which they believe they are entitled. Yeah, there's a group of men who believe they're entitled to the pussy. Sight unseen, I ain't got to talk to you. You should give me some. So why is Trez Ginko, who's in this group, why is he there? And why is he hater of the week? Well, apparently, he was going to kill a bunch of people at Ohio State University. He planned it. He even went and got into the military so he can get the training so that he could kill women. So, yeah, and so his alleged motive, because he had a manifesto, is that he hated women, even putting it in that term. He wrote in the manifesto that he would slaughter them out of hatred, jealousy, and revenge. So, yeah, that's what's out there.
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't be the first. There's been a few where they have actually killed women.
Yeah.
They've run them down in groups. And there wasn't, I don't know how many years ago, maybe about five now. That was, I think it was UCLA.
Yeah. Elliot Roger. He shot college students filled with orange juice before killing six and injuring 14. Outside the University of California, Santa Barbara sorority house. So, yeah.
Yes, because, I mean, I've been, intrigued, because I'm always intrigued by things like this, because it just baffles me. And so, yeah, there's a whole online community. There's a few women in there, too. They get mad at the women that are in there who feel the same way, but the women should have their separate group. But and they bash those women and talk about how ugly and unattractive they are. So it's always funny to me.
So here's where I have to interject. It's like, so you hate women because they don't want to be with you because you hate women. See?
Well, they didn't initially hate women. They initially liked women, but because of they were socially awkward or, you know, I guess you want to say nerdy, if you want to say that, because a lot of them will say they're self-proclaimed nerds and, you know, like nerds from your friends, you know, those type of nerds.
Yeah.
But I would just say they're socially awkward. Because usually 9 times out of 10, that's the problem, is that they're socially, you know, if a guy isn't, you know, pretty cool with chicks, he's socially awkward. But, yeah, so they didn't start off like that. They became that because they feel like women should just know. Because what they talk about, they say the women go after Chad. So the Chads are the jocks.
Hanging
Chad? Oh, I don't know if they're hanging
Chad. Oh, hanging Chad is like when you vote, there's a hanging Chad.
Oh, no.
No.
No, Chad is just like a name they use for jocks.
Yeah, I got that.
Guys with to have, you know, personality and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. So women go for, and there's not that many Chads. There's like 20% Chads and everybody else is an incel, and all the women go after the 20% are men, so 10 to 20% are men. So that's what they're angry about.
Yeah.
And it's funny that they're not mad at the men, though.
No, it's the women's fault. So basically, I lump these people in the category of the guys that do the revenge porn.
True. They are.
Yes. So I think I said it. They're not the scum of the earth. Because that's too good for them. You're the thing that the diarrhea lands on. I'm just saying that because, hey, you talk to a couple women and they don't find you attractive, one, because you probably don't brush your teeth or bathe right. You know, there's some things.
I mean,
personality counts.
Yeah, and I mean hygiene and personality.
Right.
You know?
So,
I mean, but for some, it may not. They may do all that, or they don't have personality. So
no.
They can have good hygiene and not have good personality. But I mean.
So I got a step to you. Mm-hmm. I got a step to you differently. So maybe you'll understand. So, as a Comic-Con veteran in San Diego. There was always the stereotypical Comic-Con guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't necessarily believe it until I had neighbors who were fellow Comic-Con goers.
Okay.
So these guys, we had the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to go to the Marriott. They have all the free chips and sodas, but they refill them all night. It's refilled.
Okay.
They always refill it.
Yeah.
He kept saying that. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't go home, or they wear the same outfit, the same costume every
day.
So if you know anything about San Diego, it gets a little warm there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's July.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that costume.
Yeah.
You're going to be, as Red Man says, a funkadelic.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they rock it out. Again.
And
again, and so for those of you who don't know, Comic-Con goes from Wednesday through Sunday. So it's 5 days. That's a work week. Without bathing. Because it's like, it's always something happening. So, you know, if you're attending Comic-Con, so like when I attended Comic-Con as a fanboy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a day. It's a 10-hour day. You're there because they show the movies at night.
Okay.
All that. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens. And so now I happen to live there, though. So, you know, I would do my thing. I would take my kids,
mm-hmm.
would take my nieces and nephews. We would do the thing. It's a whole event. They used to look forward to it. I used to look forward to it. We would do our thing. And then I would take them home. I would go home, and I would bathe myself.
Okay.
Change outfits and everything. So unfortunately, some people did not.
Yeah.
So they were committed to their craft, or they didn't their outfit. I'm not changing my outfit, so. Yeah, you get that funk.
I mean, I'm sure there's some comic book incels and there's some computer incels, computer guys, and there could just be just, you know, like I said, socially awkward gentlemen.
Yes.
and they're just mad at women for not coming to them.
Yes.
And going to the chat.
Okay. But see, but this is where, and this is where I'm going to say bad parenting comes into play.
Why?
Because as a father, and knowing you have a mother, you have to, your kids, it's not, see, because it's like participation trophies.
Yeah.
And getting rewarded for not doing shit. No. Sometimes you need, like as a basketball coach,
yeah.
I cut kids. I tell them why.
Yeah.
Come back the next year bigger and stronger,
yeah.
Ready to roll. I rock with you.
No, I agree.
I mean,
I
you know,
because
you need that. You get cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some people who take that cut, like Michael Jordan got cut in high school. Turned out all right for him because he was maniacal about it.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never going to get cut again.
Yeah.
And so this is what we're talking about. It builds character.
But those kids are probably not going out for sports.
No. Yeah, but the point is,
and
we ain't talking about sports.
Not as, no, I'm just saying, but they're probably not as social. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
and what they are talking about, most girls would not be interested in.
Oh, okay. So once again, in high school, yeah, in school in general, I always teach cool people last till like 12th grade. And then after that, they start working for the nerds. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
It might not work out for you in high school, but yeah, it comes around.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, these are people who don't care about how they look, how they present themselves. So, I mean, nobody's going to want to be with somebody that you can't have a conversation with.
I agree.
You know, yeah, of course they don't want you. You think. It's like, you know, you bathe.
Yeah, but they feel like that, I don't know, because, like, I haven't read anything about, like, them having, like, hygiene issues. They feel like because they're awkward and they know that they're awkward, that they that women should come to them and talk to them and be open to them.
Okay.
So, and not even like romantically, just even platonically, they're open to that.
Mm. Okay.
So they're dealing with like not even having platonic friendships.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not in. So it's like as a comic book nerd,
mm-hmm.
right? These things come around.
Yeah.
I might not have been interesting 20 years ago, but I'm more interesting now. You know about that comic book stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know, like I don't know the ages of the men in there, in the group.
But this is a 20-year-old, so he's 21,
yeah.
So he already sucks. You 21, it's like you don't even know nothing about nothing.
No.
So... you hanging around folks like, oh, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault that nobody wants to talk to me. Why would you talk to me? I don't know why you want to talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
We want to talk to me. I just want to. Fuck you. I'm just saying. See, that's what I'm saying. They are what pigeons poop on.
No.
Yes.
They just need somebody to be nice to them.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, see, because that's the point. I'm entitled to you and your attention. No, you're not.
Yeah, what I'm saying is not necessarily before they feel like they're entitled.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they had like a stretch of time where they just wanted to be friends. They just wanted friends. They just wanted to be accepted.
No,
they
weren't. Suck. No, yeah, because you suck. You suck as a human being.
You're so young. No.
But you suck.
Serious?
Yes, you suck as a human being. And when you, look, so we talk about people who be caught up in video games and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
They suck as human beings. So when you suck.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Why do they suck?
They suck as a human being.
You're hurting my feelings. feelings.
I'm saying they suck as human beings because if you people should be catering to me. Why? Why do we have to cater to you?
I think once they get to that point, once they get to the entitlement point, because they don't come off that way. Like, I'm reading the story. It took me like a whole hour to read this one boy's story. And he struggled just like through elementary school, through middle school, through high school. And like in elementary school, you just want to be liked. You don't necessarily, you're not looking for a girlfriend. You're not looking for a romantic involvement. You just want to be like, you just want somebody to be nice to you. I don't know these people personally, so I can't say whether they suck or not. He could have been annoying.
Yeah, he sucked.
He just never grew out of it.
Okay,
I mean, yeah.
He sucked. He played video games and never learned how to talk to people.
You can play video games and still know how to talk to people.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, so the key word is entitled.
Yeah. Now, once they get older, adult males, then that's when it really gets awful.
Right. You're not entitled to anything.
No, you're not.
These affections are earned. They're earned on both sides. So for the women that's talking that stuff, fuck you too. Your pigeon diarrhea landed on you also. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, and I agree. It is like on both sides.
Right. You suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You suck as a person because you can't connect. So you feel like you got to kill people because nobody will talk to your sorry ass because you don't know how to talk. You can't just, hi, how you doing? Because there's a group for every, look, they have literally every kind of group in social media.
Well, they belong to the
incel
group.
Right, right. You're in the wrong group. You need to be, whatever your hobby is, you need to be in that group.
Yeah, I agree.
Because at Comic-Con, there's a lot of women there dressed up in their costumes, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Yeah. No, I'm not defending them by any means. Because like I said, I don't know them personally. I'm just saying this is their story.
Yeah, they suck. Their story sucks.
You know I don't like to talk about people like
that. I know, but that's what I'm for.
I feel like there's redemption. Everybody can
be redeemed. Yeah, they can be redeemed, but right now they suck. I ain't saying they can't be redeemed. I just say they suck. You suck. If that's how you feel, you suck as a person. When you want to kill people because you are inadequate, instead of making yourself better, you're going to just blame folks. Y'all won't talk to me, so I must kill you. It's so
beautiful. Yeah, I agree. That part sucks. That part is disgusting.
Yes, he wanted to hurt people because he sucks. They want to hurt people because they suck. As humans, they suck.
Because when they get in the groups and they share pictures, and then the other men talk, the other men in the group talk about them and tell them how, they're never going to get anybody because their nose is too big or their ears are too big. So, I mean, it is like a whole, like, sad, pathetic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, look,
I'm not saying it's
when you first brought it to me, I went and looked. I had a hot 10 minutes, and I was like, y'all are pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been, like, reading up on it and tripping off of it just because I feel like that's something women should really know about. Just because you can be a random woman and get caught up in it and not even know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, I looked at it as, for me, like a defense. Like, I need to know, like, what the characteristics are. Like, if they're having a conversation, how could I tell? Like, what words do they use? So I was, like, into it for that.
Yeah. But see, once again, you're going to college and these dudes show up,
exactly.
And they're killing people that they don't know.
Yeah.
They're killing people that they don't know because somebody else made them feel bad.
Yeah.
What part of the game is that? What part of the game is that? And I'm going to leave it there. We need to go on break. We need to go on break. This is Joyner Lucas, Lotto.
birthday, I'm about to get lit lit. Might blow a bag on the ginger. Make it all back on a quick flip. Ay, I just need cake and a thick bitch. Ay, I ain't have much, just a wishlist. Got a broke nigga doing big shit. I got a gun lock loaded, I'm ignorant. So keep one eye open like Slick Rig. I got the game nigga, I'm the big man. Switch lanes, want him hit the midway. Got a big strap on me like a hitman. I go click clack, willow while a big man. I ain't never been shit, ain't shit changed. The niggas get lame when you get paid. Can't sleep at night till I get brave. Got a mean ass pipe in a dick game. I got a bitch on my sofa. I got a chip on my shoulder. You gotta live with your karma. If you get hurt, then you got what you supposed to. I got hitters all over. Told them this is all over. I take the kids on drugs, a lot of more love, and get them all sober. I got a little check that I cashed out, hey. Credit card maxed out, hey. I get lit, then I act out, hey. I ain't wanna do it, but I blacked out, hey. They say I need to be safe. I think I need to be straight. Fix your vibes, you need to be late. You just need God, or you need to be mates. I left my bitch, maybe we just need fake. I got gunners like Chris, like me. I got brothers like Tip, like me. I got sons like Wayne, like me. I got a hood bitch all about the bread, and she only give me a head because the bitch too speak. Too smart for a whole shot, genie. A bitch would be dumb if she ever tried to leave me.
I just hit the fucking lotto. I just hit the fucking lotto. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, moreno, gringo, hembra, pato, pences, hustlers, killers, follow, follow, killer, nigga, drop it. I just hit the fucking lotto.
I just hit the fucking lotto. How do I feel like Manson? Oh, smoke y'all niggas, I feel like I just got cancer. Murderous kid, my anthem. All of y'all clowns is dancing. Still can't pull your pants up. Kidnap kids like Amber. Hold a little nigga for a ransom. I moved from the trap to the mansion. Went from the hookah to a phantom. Niggas got stuck on anthem. I never been pretty, but my mom think I'm a handsome. I hate niggas that flex on camera. Little kids always shine so tense. All you motherfuckers dry like dandruff. Watched, I saw you in a hamper. I got a bitch on my sofa. I got a chip on my shoulder. You gotta live with your karma. If you get hurt, then you got what you supposed to. I got hitters all over. Told them this is all over. I take the kids on lean and get them all clean and give them all sober. Watch how I do it, I demonstrate. Ooh. I ain't gotta move, I renovate. I don't really pray, I meditate. Yeah. I ain't gotta jump, I levitate. Always on time, I never let. Every day, trying to turn water into lemonade. Now I'm booed up like Elevate. I just want to get away. You don't want war with a rich nigga. You should hit the gym, get a bit bigger. I ain't got patience for bitch nigga. Wrap you in a face from a big nigga. Your bitch in the side, you had kids with her. You watch little lip on my wrist letter. You thought he had a plan to the fifth hitter.
Say uno, dos, tres, cuatro, moreno, gringo, hembra, pato, tenses, hustle, killers, follow, fumble, killers, nigga, rob me.
I just hit the fucking lotto.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, moreno, gringo, hembra, pato, cases, hustle, killers, follow, follow, killers, nigga, rob me. I just hit the fucking lotto.
I just hit the fucking lotto.
Together you got the Smooth Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
Welcome back. That was Joyner Lucas, Lotto. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. So I'm feeling kind of gentler now.
Oh, that was a nice song. I like that song.
Yeah, I like that song too. Yeah. It's probably why I played it.
Heaven forbid you play something you don't like.
Yeah, because I really don't. I've actually done that.
Really?
Allegedly. I've had show guests that I've played their song and I'm like, yeah.
Well, you have to do that, though.
Yeah.
If it's a guest, you have to do that.
Yeah, but generally, you have a guest, and they have music.
Yeah,
and
you
can
support.
Well, no, it's not support.
There.
But
well, it's putting it out there, because that's why they're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about just any, just regular no gas, just, you know.
Yeah.
You're not putting nothing you don't like on.
Yeah, I tried not to. It messes up my cheek.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of messing up your cheek. So, Zach Alum, he's an accused Capitol rioter. You know those people that try to take over the government?
No, it didn't happen.
That hypothetical thing that didn't happen, but did happen. Well, he was in court yesterday and told prosecutors that, hey, you should just drop all the charges against me or make me a counteroffer.
Okay, we'll drop them. What's a counteroffer?
Hey, I don't know. I mean, because what's a counteroffer to drop all the charges?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get lower than drop all the charges. Oh, I'm going to drop all the charges and we're going to give you $100?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're goodness, you get the
fast go
and get your get out of jail free card, so, and get your $200.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's what he was asking for. He wanted his $200 and his get out of jail free card.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, the fact that, so, and I guess this is why this is the Groundhog Day section, and I guess I just might as well just throw it out there.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
So, the fact that they still, like, they would arrest Assata Shakur from the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her 90s now, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a dude like this, who wanted to take over the government, this is a group of people who, I mean, if we're going to be, let's just be correct here. The Black Panthers wanted equality, like equitable treatment.
Yeah.
Not, you know, because we understand there's, and it's the sad part. We understand that we're not going to be treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little equity. Like, hey, you know, can we be treated as human?
Yeah.
That was termed as revolutionary.
That is, because
of audacity. You know, you're a horrible person. You know, you're just trying. You want to do things that just equitable treatment. This was a group, a rather large group
mm-hmm.
of individuals that who weren't there, but they were.
Well, they were there, but they were just, you know.
Yeah, they were just tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just chilling. But they wanted to take over the government. They wanted to, for those people listening who are into this thing, they wanted to ruin your democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And say, nah, your democracy ain't shit. Sort of like what they accuse other countries of doing, where they say they have strong men and they don't have democracy, they don't honor the elections, whatnot. That's what they were doing. And so the fact that he could say that and he didn't get muzzled, he didn't get treated crazily. I mean, I'm just saying, if that would have been Black Panthers, I mean, we know that they would have all got shot. Mm-hmm. Most of them would be dead now.
Yeah.
So there's an inequity in the fact that we just talking about, hey, don't shoot us because you decided to give us a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just take the ticket.
Yeah. And pay it happily.
Right. You know,
between that and my life.
Right. Don't shoot me. That's what we're talking about. I mean, you know, because once again, we have to be afraid we get pulled over by the police. Mm-hmm. And you're not a criminal. See, that's that part. You're not a criminal, but you get pulled over by the police. You're like, oh, shit. Is this the day I'm going to die? Mm-hmm. Because I got pulled over by the police. Not that I committed a crime or anything. See, you know what? Combatants, people that won't commit crimes, and you went after them and you got them, can't really argue that.
Right.
But folks that just nothing.
Yeah.
So, for example, and this was funny. My son shared a story that him and his friend were driving, and there was a black man walking down the street happily, smoking his weed. And the police pulled him over. They're like, wow.
You happy?
You too happy. Because mm-hmm. you can smoke weed. Yes, law, you smoke weed. So and he wasn't in McDonald's or in no store. He just walking down the street. He was happy. So he got pulled over because he was too happy. That's it.
We already know it's against the law.
Right. So, yes. Yeah. And speaking of the police, so there was a group of people who in Chicago police officer Sergeant Ronald Watts, along with his ex-partner Khaled Muhammad, they were jailed in 2013 for extortion. After the former cop's conviction, dozens of claimants came forward saying Watts and Muhammad had planted drugs on them. And 87 convictions were overturned by the Cook County State Attorney's Office since the officers were convicted. There's a second group, 88, seek exoneration after, as they say, being allegedly framed by the corrupt cops. Now, they say they haven't heard back from Cook County prosecutors after submitting their claim years ago. And so on Tuesday, there was 88 people who petitioned the Illinois judge to dismiss their criminal convictions. Because they were arrested by those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who,
most likely wrongfully.
Right. Because they were just planting drugs on them.
Wow.
Which is the second case that we've talked about here. I mean, because we know that there are cops who frame folks. And so now you start thinking, like, so now not only is my life in danger, but I can get framed by a cop
mm-hmm.
for nothing because he's feeling it's like, you know what? I just want to put people in jail
yeah.
just because. Groundhog Day. So these are the things that happen. And that kind of stuff disturbs me. Another thing that disturbed me. So, remember the Atlanta spa shooter?
Yeah.
Well, he gets a plea deal in 4 of the 8 killings. Now, I'm just asking,
mm-hmm.
so why do we get so 4 people don't count? 4 of the 8 people that he shot don't count?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the law like that. I don't know how they could.
Yeah, I mean,
for some and not all.
Right. So if you kill 8 people, you kill 8 people,
mm-hmm.
and so he reached a plea deal in one of his 2 cases, and so he pleads in 4 of the 8. I'm like, yeah, he killed 8 people though. How does he get to plead four of them? Yeah. I'm like...
I mean, the only thing I can think of just from my Law and Order experience is that if he went to trial, they didn't have enough evidence to convict him for all eight. So they flipped the four. I said this is in my Law and Order experience. All right. I'm not a lawyer and I don't know the law.
I got you.
So usually what happens in those situations is they don't have enough evidence for all of it and they don't want to take a chance for him not to be convicted at all. So they'll take part of it as opposed to taking the chance and not get any of it.
Okay, but so he went in there and he shot all eight people.
Yeah, but they have to prove that he did that. You're innocent until proven guilty.
I guess when you got him on camera shooting the people.
Yeah.
I mean, see, but we found that apparently the camera lies.
Yeah.
Even though they see your face.
Or if the camera isn't, you know, sometimes the camera isn't clear. The clarity of the picture isn't clear. So, you know,
okay.
You have to say, well, you know, if they bring in other men that look like him, how come it couldn't be these other men? And it has to be a reasonable doubt.
Mm.
So if they can put doubt in the juror's mind, then yeah. So if he'll plead a four, I don't want to take the chance of him walking on all eight.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. But he's a killer.
Yeah. And I guess ultimately that's like the bottom line, though. He's serving some time.
Mm, yeah. He need to be in Gen Pop. Speaking of general population, so you heard any Black Lives Matter protests?
I haven't heard anything about Black Lives Matter since they did the article about her buying $1 million or something house. So that's the last time I've even heard anything about Black Lives Matter.
Well, I was like, because, you know, like 20 people were shot overnight in Chicago.
I've never heard of Black Lives Matter or anything over there.
Yeah, and I was just wondering.
Yeah.
So because the cops not involved, Black lives don't matter?
Well, yeah.
I keep asking this. I'm going to ask this every week because, you know, one, Chicago's off the chain.
Right.
Everywhere is off the chain right now. But
yeah.
Chicago is like an extra hot
kid. Yeah, they're the number one.
Right. And so there's no protest.
Have there ever been a protest, though?
Yeah, I see, because I refuse.
No, I mean, for others besides police officers.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Right, so.
I mean, I didn't think that was their deal, though. I thought it was just police officers.
Yeah, but why Black lives only matter when police kill them?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not really into that. Like, I believe in Black lives, like, really mattering. So.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, it's a slogan, and I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah,
so.
It's a slogan, and I guess it's only important when we're talking about the police and nobody else. So we still see so abundance of murder in our communities. And it's nothing because Black lives only matter if white people kill us. So, you want to continue this conversation? SmoothDrama.com in the chat room. Dive in. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N-word. We're out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama.